Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
What up, sad, brokenhearted people? This is just a quick announcement from your friend Carmington Trey to tell you that you can watch a fully improvised emo concert from your favorite four lead singer band, Every Place I Cry, Thursday, September 24th at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I guess that's 7 Mountain and 8 Central. Tickets are $5 or $10 at DynastyTypewriter.com. Come and sing out your sorrow with us.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
Off Book. The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hi. Hi, hi.
Oh, hi. Hi, hi.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome to Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess. That one is Zachary Reno. I almost went for your middle name, but then I didn't.
That one is Jessica McKenna.
Yeah.
We got Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings, who we've learned. So today in the video check, Scott was like, okay, I'm going to get ready to play my piano, and then removed a huge plank of wood from in front of him. And it did sort of make us think that he had been playing a plank of wood this whole time, but today was going to play a piano. So that's Scott. That's what's going on with Scott. He's here.
Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings, plank of wood, oh so good. We got engineer Brett on the fret.
Ooh, Brett Morris, that feeling when
the chord hits.
Off Book, coming to you from yet another way of capturing our audio into the internet. And guys, this one's the best one yet.
We're fully into this. Is this 3.5? Is this 3.0? Is this 4.0?
Oh,
are
wow.
we going to be like AOL discs that get sent to your house?
Oh, I think...
When did they stop doing discs? 5.0?
We've moved past discs, right?
Yeah. Gosh, yeah. I hope so. Gosh, I hope so.
We're coming to you with some Friday energy today.
We're coming to you with specifically Friday Popsicle energy, which is the song that we made up during soundcheck.
It was called Popsicle Friday. It was very good. You'll never hear it unless Brett recorded it, which I think he did. Will he release it? Truly, who knows? We've never released our warm-ups before. But maybe, I mean, the world is new. The other thing we were talking about is the sort of market racket of college beds.
College beds, why do they get to be different? Why do you have to get an extra long twin sheet? It's wild.
What do you do with it when you leave college? You burn it or you throw it in the river. Don't do that. Those things are not good for the environment.
No.
But it is wild that there's
the non-fitted sheet as like an option for a picnic.
Okay.
And
We're upcycling the extra long twin sheet now.
Yeah. It can be a fun blanket. You know, like when you need to just really take up a ton of space and you're like, actually, our group did not bring enough sheets and blankets to this outdoor movie,
and they never do. Always underestimate how much space you as a human take up sitting on a piece of fabric to keep the bugs away from your legs.
And just to like, if you're the group that's like, we're gonna go and get the spot, and then you lay out all these sheets, and then you're like, wait, I forgot that 8 more friends are coming, and this is actually like, because what we want is lounge space for the food, and now we literally only have enough space for like each bum. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you need space to stretch out, because like sitting on the ground for more than 5 minutes, you will find 8 different ways to sit and none of them are comfortable.
I went to see Alien at Hollywood Forever maybe 2 summers ago. Okay. And I fully, here's the other thing about outdoor movies, even in the peak of summer, you get so chilly because it starts like so late because it has to be like so dark. Mm-hmm. That moisture's coming up from that grass. So that's another pro tip. Use a blanket with some sort of insulated bottom. A pure sheet, that wetness is going to get your bones fast.
That's a rookie mistake. For those of you that don't know, Hollywood Forever is a beautiful cemetery in Los Angeles that shows movies or shown past tense of show. Used to show movies,
yeah.
In the before times, I suppose you could probably pretty safely do outside social distancing movies, but I don't think they've started yet.
Yeah, I think the people are a little too slammer jammer, so they'd have to make some rules.
They would.
But I'm sure that that's the kind of thing that could come back like fairly reasonably.
I've only seen one thing there. I saw Clueless there. And
it
was
great.
And Alicia Silverstone was there and did give a speech.
And did it light you up inside? Did you feel alive?
It sure did.
Did you see Clueless as a child?
No.
I just remember my sister, like that was, I think, a birthday party for her, is that she like had friends go see Clueless and then came back for a sleepover. And I remember her like looking me dead in the eye and being like, this movie was for me.
Isn't it great the way that we can make art? Because everyone's experienced that, where you see something and it's like, how did this get made? Because it feels like
now
it was just made for me.
Now it's time for how did this get made?
Yeah,
yeah.
But the opposite of that, right? It's like the feeling of something that is so tuned to what you like that it feels impossible that it was like when the movie Stardust came out, I was like, who is this for other than me? Like, yeah. And it turns out a lot of people.
I felt that way about like Hamilton at first. Mm-hmm. And
you're the only one that likes that.
I'm the only one that likes it. And I felt that, I feel that way about Hunt for the Wilder People. I was like,
I thought you were going to say Hunt for Red October. And I was going,
that
like,
submarine movie is for me. Wait, have I not gone off about how much I love subs? Guys, the thing about subs that's so thrilling is that they're underwater, they're a tube, and you're just there with like the same people.
Cut to the Submarine Appreciation Society. Or SAS, if you will.
Thank you for coming. Welcome all of those of you in the back. You can come up closer. There are a few seats at the front.
Thank you.
And if you recognize, we have Justine on the radar. She's telling me it's almost time to start.
In this club where we appreciate subs. This club where we appreciate subs. You know we need it down below. We don't care for the things above. In this club where we appreciate subs.
I'll start the same way we start every meeting each week. Here's what I'll say, and here's my truth to speak. I love subs because they are deep. So deep, what are they learning down there? And I know we'll never know.
We'll never know.
The things they can't unsee as they travel down, down and down each league.
In this club where we appreciate subs.
In this club
where we appreciate subs.
In this club.
Airplanes, they're not for us. We're not giving them any love. In this club,
in the club,
we appreciate
subs.
Give it up. subs. Ha. Huh.
Boop. Boop. Boop.
Oh.
Boop.
Justine, what's on the radar there?
You guys aren't going to believe this, but I'm actually picking up a genuine reading. Normally, this is just like a fun bit of mise-en-scene that we do to sort of like encourage this sort of sub-like attitude. But
right, because we're in this permanently docked submarine that we use as our club space.
That's right.
Off the Santa Monica Pier.
Oh, that's right, Gerald. But I'm actually getting a genuine reading, and I don't know if this
What?
I'm getting a genuine reading. I'm getting a genuine reading. If the other three of you want to, like, huddle up, maybe, okay, who's, like, the best at trig? Because we need to have a fixed point, and then we need to maybe get, like, the... You know, we need to get the hypotenuse of where these points are, because I think this is moving towards the pier at a rate that can't be possible.
Well, I'm not. Maybe I'm good at trig. What's trig?
Okay, it's probably not you, Duncan. Okay, here's what I remember. Point of any two sides of an isosceles triangle and
I think it might be cosine. You, Justine, I think you might be the one who's good at trig.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I'm trying to do this thing where I, like, encourage myself to surround myself by people who are smarter than me. So I didn't want to assume I was the best at trig.
I don't think that's me, Justine. It might be, but I'm sort of more of a brash and daring sort of steer the submarine from behind the person actually steering the submarine sort of man.
Yeah, Duncan, and honestly, none of us needed to have skills to just be in SAS, you know? It's just about sub-appreciation society.
The SAS is the place where I feel I belong. To lead the SAS in its appreciation of submarines from behind the people doing the submarine work.
That's and honestly, Duncan. I appreciate that. And I think you've been huge for just sort of encouraging a momentum in these meetings. Duncan, we value what you bring to SAS. But if... guys...
I agree, Renee. I agree. Yeah, sorry, Justine. What's up?
Well, can someone back me up on this? I think this
I'll be right behind you. What do you mean, though?
I think this... Boop, boop, boop. I mean, this isn't moving like any craft that I've studied before. It's like going to the side, and then it feels like it's like jumping over.
It's all jumping. The dot is jumping around. Sometimes it's over there, and now it's bipping and bopping all over the thing. That's weird, right?
Renee, I know it's your week to lead, but if I might, I think we might need to go above the sub and see if we can see anything on the surface. Yeah. I mean, honestly, we have a very casual leadership structure here, so I feel like that's great. That's cool with me. And, like, there's only four members of SAS, and this is a lot of, like, we just like to feel sort of the perfunctory nature of rules and traditions. Just
it's all an illusion and a game, Justine. We're doing it for our own fun.
Oh, okay, so you guys are all right if we pop
yes,
up?
Yes, okay. It's let's pop up, indeed.
Climb up this ladder.
I'll be right behind you.
Duncan, can I borrow the binoculars you always wear?
Haha, yes.
Wait, I definitely see something. It's like, I don't know what to... It's some sort of cresting shape coming out of the water?
Let me look, because there might be a whale. I'll see if it's a whale.
Oh, I forgot how much you know about whales.
Let me see. That's not a whale. I looked at it and I thought maybe it's a whale. I was kind of hoping it would be a whale. There's no whale that does that. Also, it's sort of phasing back and forth between two different places in a way that I have not known whales
to do. It's phasing, right?
It's
That's phasing. The word I wanted.
Yeah. It's like, it's both there and not. And the places where it is not. This is like an alien craft of some kind, or at least like a government experiment that...
It's least alien in its purest form, which is new and unknown
foreign
to the present.
To us. Yes, exactly.
Alien is a fun word to say.
Thanks, Duncan.
And fun to think about that it doesn't necessarily mean little green men from Mars, right?
That is fun to think about. That is fun to think about.
Renee, I'm going to need you to take the reins on Duncan real quick, because this is a big sort of... thing for us to explore, and I am worried that Duncan will pull us. I mean, like, I love the guy, I do, and I wish I could control him, but I can't, so I need someone else to sort of like rein him in.
Absolutely.
Let's go swimming. Is now a time to swim? I'm just so hot up here on the Santa Monica Pier. There's something right. I'm getting a look from all three of you like I've forgotten some. Oh boy. Oh, Tonkin, my friend, you've done it again. You've missed a social cue, and now you know not what to do. Oh, Tonkin, my friend, you've done it again. So turn to your wonderful, beautiful friends, and they'll help you out till the end.
Do-do-do-do-do-do. Here's a little social cue. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Nice and gentle and tender for you.
Oh, thank you, Renee. Now I'll turn my attention your way to focus on what this group has been doing and saying. Thank you. Oh, right. Okay, I remember now. Yes, there's a big thing in the water. Not a time to go swimming. A time to focus on this thing and what it is.
That's right. Well done, Duncan. See, Duncan, sometimes you just have to beep him on back. You know, just beep him on back.
Beep, beep.
I don't want to be too rash, but I feel like maybe what we should do is take this submarine that's been out of the water for 80 years, put it into the water,
drop this baby
into the water, and get out there and see what's up.
I shall sever the chain that holds it to the pier with my broadsword.
Duncan? Oh, do-do-do-do. Here's a little social cue.
Okay. Not a moment.
That's not what the sword is for. Sorry, we have to just raise the anchor.
Yes. Thank you. I forgot this is a decorative sword that I did buy on my trip to Europe from a Scottish gift store. It's not a functional blade. So yes, we should probably just go over to that crank over there that lowers. Oh, hold on. We have to get past pier security, though, because they're not going to want us to drop this bad boy just into the water. Hey, Jason.
Yeah, Clark?
Ain't nobody getting past private pier security.
Oh, because when private pier security is on the job, you know there ain't no funny business.
No, and we are pier security. We like to do things the pier way.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, hey, Trouble. Why don't you take a long walk off our short pier? Because hey, Trouble, you got pier private security standing right here. And I know that this seems like it's a place for fun, but ain't no funny business getting past us when this day is done.
Come here, you're on our pier. So if you wanna come here, you know you're on our pier. We'll catch you in a net if your intentions are not clear. On our, if you're here, you're on our pier.
And there ain't no pier to me and my peer when we are standing up here on this pier. And oh, no thing could be so clear as there is no pier for this security on the pier.
And everybody knows when all is said and done, that me and my peer are on the number one peer. That's right, we're on pier one.
If you're here,
if you're here,
you're on our pier.
On our pier.
If you're here, you're on our pier. And there ain't nothing you can do to get past me from here to there. 'Cause if you are here, you're on my pier.
And just to make it clear, what we do
is stand over here and watch the people that are walking past. And if they are walking past, we make sure they don't touch the stuff. And if they try to touch the stuff, we throw over them this big old rope net. This old-fashioned trying to catch a dolphin in the 1920s big old rope net.
And what stuff do we not want them to touch? What stuff do they not get to touch?
Good question.
Mostly this power. That's the main stuff we're talking about.
We are mostly concerned with the power grid that does the power oh so clean. I would say we're 90% concerned with the power grid and 10% with the old submarine. When you are here,
you're on our pier. When you are here, looking at this electrical grid and that sub is gone.
One even paid attention to us as we dropped this old submarine into the water.
But Clark, look, I did protect this big panda that you can win in this in the toss in the ring game.
Great job, Jason. You did a great job. I guess we should probably let someone know that we did drop the big old submarine.
Clark, really quick.
Yeah, Jason, what's up?
I know that this might seem like kind of infantile and like maybe juvenile, but I won this big panda, yeah, but also in the other game where you throw darts at a balloon, and if you get three balloons, you get like a framed photo of your favorite sports hero, but if you get two, you get a small bracelet. I got two, and I won these small bracelets because I did it two times where I got two. And, gosh.
So you got like a matching set of two bracelets.
Yeah, and not just any two bracelets, and,
These got little hearts on them. These got half a heart on them each.
Yeah, they do, yeah, and I appreciate you helping me get to it, because, you know how I can sort of get in my own way, but, do you want one of these bracelets? And I will have the other half, and it will forever declare to the world, one simple truth. Nothing more, nothing less than just a little reminder that he said yes. Nothing grand, but simple and true, that he's my best friend and he thinks so too. It's a half of a heart, a half of a heart. We each have our part of the whole. It's a half of a heart, a half of a heart, and its story is simply told.
Nothing expected, nothing that I thought that you would bring these bracelets that you won, not bought. Nothing special, but nothing plain. Something to tell someone what you think from the truth in your brain. It's half of a heart, half of a heart. You're giving it to me in the end. And with this half of a heart, this half best friend.
And
you don't gotta ask.
Don't get me wrong. You don't need me to be whole and belong. And don't make me even suggest that without me you're just half of a heart with a jagged edge. It's just a half of a heart.
Half of a heart.
You have a part
married never. Not just best friends, but best friends forever.
Oh my gosh, you added forever. Oh my gosh, you added forever. Oh my gosh, you added forever. Oh my gosh, you added forever.
You're my
the blue one or the green one.
Honestly, I'm so thrilled I could take either. But if you don't have a preference, I'll take the green one.
Here you go. Best friend forever.
Best friend forever.
Okay, well, honestly, that was way easier than I thought it was going to be. And I really thought there'd be a little bit more build up to this moment. But here we are.
Those two security guards have something else going on.
I agree. And I feel a little like guilty that we took advantage of that moment because it seemed sort of beautiful and singular, but
incredibly
it was also about
pure.
Them. It was
yes,
about them. Yes.
Very much so. The world seemed to melt away and they only had paid attention to each other. We could have done literally, we could have taken down the power grid. And that's where 90% of their effort is generally concerted. We
Everyone knows that 90% of their efforts is focused on the power grid to power the Wonder Wheel and the roller coaster.
10% on the old submarine that we find ourselves in now. Thank you for the recap, Duncan. And yeah, Justine, that is, we're getting closer to that sort of like phasing signal.
Okay, so, I mean, we sort of have found ourselves on the precipice of something really crazy. I mean, are you guys prepared to maybe be facing any kind of monster of the deep? I mean, this could be our very own phasing Kraken.
I mean, I know a lot about whales, but the other thing I know a lot about is the Kraken, specifically the Kraken of legend that's supposed to come around the Santa Monica Pier right around Halloween time every year, whose name is Ted.
Whoa,
I'm talking about the Kraken named Ted October.
Take it, Kyle.
How many arms, but not in a lake? He's got 8 arms. He's got arms 8. He's big and he's spiny, and he topples your ship. And he rips in your mizzen mast. That's what his trick is. He's not an octopus, he is a kraken. He's more like a giant squid. He makes disasters happen. He comes around every year, over and over. It's the big kraken known as Ted October. So scary down in the deep. Deep, deep secrets that he loves to keep. He keeps secrets from people like Judi Dench. He's hiding down in the Mariana Trench. Yeah, no one knows why he knows celebrities, but he loves Hollywood culture and he gets it with ease. He's a red carpet A-list celeb, and he knows secrets from everyone in Beverly Hills, and also Rodeo Drive. And the powers of the ocean are what keep him alive. Yeah, Ted October.
The Kraken, specifically to Santa Monica Pier.
Yeah, he's Ted October.
Oh, and it seems that he might be here. So Kyle, lay down the knowledge, tell us all the truth. How many years has it been since we've seen this dude?
We see him every year in October a little. He just pops up really quick to say, hey diddle diddle, and talk to people that won Emmys and awards, cause he loves that Hollywood culture, it's what he's for. He's always asking who's in the new top 10, who's the new Jennifer Affleck, who's the Bennifer Ben. He wants to know exactly who's who in Hollywood, and when he gets that gossip, then he's feeling so good. He doesn't want to rip ships, he wants to walk red carpets. And when he's in a show, he hits it the hardest. He never gets cut off when he's giving a speech. And 8 little trophies are within his reach. He's Ted October, Hollywood Kraken.
October. Ted October, Hollywood Kraken? That must be him. You know what? I'm seeing now something else. Boop, boop. It's a smaller vessel.
Another signal.
Ted? Ted, it's Judy. Come to the surface. Ted. It's Judy Dench. Come to the surface.
Hi, Judy. It's Ted, me, Ted October.
Ted,
look at my squiggly arms. I flail them around. Judy, how are you?
I'm doing very well, Ted, but honestly, I do have a bone to pick with you.
Oh, no.
You promised me that you would keep my secrets.
I know.
If this gets out that Judy Dench, the queen, beloved iconic actress.
Yeah, dame.
I'm a dame. Uh-huh. I am a dame.
There should be a better title for women.
Thank you, Ted. Well, it's part of an age-old tradition.
I know, but knight is so much cooler than... I guess that's just sort of my own value judgment.
I mean, that's
but
what I go
me,
back
knight
around.
Is
that's what
cooler
I go around.
Dame.
Well, that's what I go around. It's a bit of knight and dame. Knight and dame. We don't have time, Ted.
Sorry, Ted. Judy, what's up?
I sort of feel like perhaps might be best to just have a new word that's for all, you know, like... It, rather than just saying, oh, you can be a lady knight, you know, but...
Champion.
Yes, I would like to be a champion of the crown.
Templar has religious implications, though.
Yes, champion is quite nice.
Champion.
Champion Dame Judy Dench. Why did I keep the dame in there?
Why not? It feels good.
It just feels... I'm used to it, but... Ted...
Sorry, can I take half of my mouth out of the water? I can't do it for a long time, but...
You're right.
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm good.
Ted, I recently received a hot tip from a big, big gossip publication that they are planning on running a cover piece that Judy Dench only eats Kraft mac and cheese. Now, there's only one person in the world who knows that, and it's Judy Dench. And there's only one creature on this globe that knows it beyond Judy Dench, and that's you, Ted October, Hollywood Kraken. So I need to ask you, Ted, who have you been consorting with? Who now knows that, yes, I go for that blue box?
Look,
every single day I have Kraft macaroni and cheese.
I'm getting back in the water.
Ted!
Judy!
Ted!
As an ambassador
to the crown? I implore you to tell me who you've told.
Okay. Well, you know, Rupert the Manatee?
Yes. Well, I've heard of him. I've been dying to work with him, honestly, but we can't get the right project.
He also is,
He does sort of the goss circuit of the East Coast, doesn't he? Sort of in those Everglades?
Yeah. So,
would you guys meet up in the Panama Canal or something? How do you get there?
No, I just didn't talk to him specifically.
Oh, dear. There's a whole chain? Are we about to hear about a whole chain?
Uh-huh. Yeah. So, first I talked to the narwhal, Rebecca.
Oh.
Rebecca Narwhal.
Sure.
And then she talked to... El Salvador, the moray eel. And then I didn't tell her your name. I was just like, you will not believe my best friend just loves this mac and cheese stuff. And then I was talking later about how you're my best friend. And I think she put two and two together that the mac and cheese stuff was about you.
Ted, I want to be angry with you, but... I'm your best friend.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Ted.
Oh, I'm so touched. Let me stop.
Let me row a little closer.
No.
Let me row a little closer.
I know for sure that you're my best friend, but I am not your best friend. Let me put that out there. I know that that's the deal. That's okay.
That is so vulnerable and brave of you. I mean, you know my best friend is Maggie Smith, but that doesn't mean you can't be close to me.
Honestly, that's something that I love about you so much, is that you and Maggie Smith, like, I picture the two of you talking together, and it just makes me so happy.
Ted, well, now this warms my heart. I mean, Honestly, I can't believe that I flew over to Los Angeles and got in this rowboat thinking I'm going to tell Ted what for. And I, honestly, why should I care? Why should I care? Why should it matter if I put cheesy noodles on a platter? Yes, squeeze. Yes, I say please. Why should I care if they know I have mac and cheese? I go for the blue box. This truth it has unlocked. I go for the blue box and who cares?
The blue box, the blue box, the blue box. She goes for the blue box.
And it took my Kraken friend from the deep to make me see the truth that they seek is to laugh at me for a moment, then it's gone. And with Ted on my side and Maggie on the other, why should I care? Why would I think a moment about the laughter that one would get? I go for the blue box. I go for the blue box. The truth it has unlocked. As I go for the blue box, and who cares?
No one cares. No one in the deep blue sea that I didn't tell the narwhal or the manatee. I may have given an interview to Vulture and it may have slipped out, but I honestly don't remember what I said in the interview with Vulture.
I go for the blue box.
The blue box.
For the blue box. The blue box. Smiles and smiles and smiles it unlocks. I go for the blue box. I am out talking to Ted on a raft instead of being honest about how I love the cheese from Kraft. And honestly, who cares? Will anyone care that Dame Judi Dench eats the Kraft box of macaroni and cheese every day? Will Sass get out to meet Ted, and what will that mean? Can Justin and Clark be best friends forever? Find out when we return to the second half of...
The Hunt for Ted October, the musical!
What? Did not even know that's what you're doing, and I'm ashamed. We'll be right back!
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome back. When we last left Sass, they were approaching, is that a Kraken? And the Kraken was smacking with Judi Dench. Smacking's what I call goss. What will happen when we return to the second half of The Hunt for 10 October?
Kyle?
Yeah?
Are you seeing what I'm seeing? Is that... Dame Judi Dench of Notes on a Scandal rowing a raft back towards us?
Not the first credit I would have thought of, Justine, but yeah, I do believe that is.
Is that Notes on a Scandal's own Judi Dench?
Yeah.
An erotic sex thriller?
Is that book club? Is she in book club? No.
The movie Book Club?
Yeah.
I don't believe so. No, I think that has more of American actresses of a similar demographic.
It sure does.
Book Club's really... more like Diane Keaton,
yes,
Jane Fonda.
Thank you, Justine.
And
yes.
A couple more I can't recall.
But if you saw them, you'd be like, okay, what a force, Diane Keaton.
I love Diane Keaton, and okay. I want to say that maybe she is. I think that we don't need to get in the weeds here, but they aren't exactly peers, but they are both marvels.
Sure. Is but Meryl is that... Streep in Book Club?
I don't think so.
Who's in Book Club?
Jane
I never
Fonda,
saw Book Club, but
Diane...
I remember
ooh,
seeing
ooh,
the...
ooh, I want to say maybe Mary Steenburgen.
That sounds right.
I want to say maybe Jane Fonda, Mary Steenburgen, and Diane Keaton, and then we're missing a fourth.
Like, I didn't see Book Club, but I remember thinking, ooh, the cast of Book Club.
I did see Book Club, and so I feel ashamed that I can't remember it in this moment. And then I want to say Andy Garcia has like a love affair with Diane Keaton.
You know what's so good to know, though, that like sometimes just like the cast transcends the project. The cast transcends the project. The film is what it is, but the actors in the biz, sometimes the cast transcends the project. I can think of a lot of instances of that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You're like, huh. Well, they got too many studio notes and they fell apart in the edit. And those actors might have some thoughts where maybe they regret it. But actually, we had such a great time. And this is the thought that will last, is I still had a great time hanging out with such a talented cast.
Because the cast transcends the project. Sometimes the cast transcends the project. Nothing on the script can stop them from doing their flips, cause the cast transcends the project. The new Hitchhiker's Guide, prime example, Alan Rickman is there and he's great. But the Hitchhiker's Guide is such a hard thing to put on the screen in a limited way. It's a series of books and a series of things. It's absurd and the tone's hard to hit. But with a cast like that, everyone's a star. You know they're gonna do their best to make it. The cast transcends the project. The cast transcends the project. They're doing what they can as they get that film in the can. The cast transcends the project.
Oh, you know what comes to my mind,
uh-huh,
as you talk this through? That's exactly how I feel about Mamma Mia and Mamma Mia 2. I'm like, Meryl's in this and Pierce can't sing, but hear all the joy that it brings. And oh, I guess if this were me, I'd just have a fun time being in
The cast transcends the project. They're all hanging out.
The cast transcends the project.
And sometimes hanging out is really what it's all about.
I'm like sure Meryl was great in doubt, but I bet she had more fun hanging out.
I mean, yeah, hanging out is what it's all about. Even though you are shooting a film, but what you're there for is friendship and fun. At the end of the day, to be number one, if you want to make sure that you've got it, the cast transcends the project.
Okay, so Judi Dench was not in Book Club. Here is
who pull it up on your phone.
Okay, I was right. Okay,
first of all, you get reception down here.
Did you not notice I was pulling us up to the surface? Because that's where I saw the. Oh shoot! I should have told you guys you could take like a deep breath or something. I don't know how submarines in the bends work. I hope that I did that at an appropriate rate. Okay, I'm devastated at who I forgot in Book Club.
I can see it on your face. You're basically crying.
When I was growing up, this show was really important to me. Turned a smile from a frown. I can't believe I would forget the star of Murphy Brown. How could I do that? How did I on a whim not remember Candace Bergen? Oh, never again will I forget you, Candace Bergen.
I'm sure she'd forgive you.
Gosh, I hope so. She's a legend to me, you know? Murphy Brown was way ahead of their. That was a show up ahead of its time.
I may have pulled a Duncan. Sorry, Duncan.
No apologies needed. You mean you pulled us off course when Justine was talking about something else to really get into the deep end of who is in and not in Book Club?
Yeah. Was that even what we were mostly talking? No, we were talking about is that Judi Dench, and she's getting closer. Does anyone else think that's Notes on a Scandal's own Judi Dench?
It definitely is. Does she see us? Should we go down low? We're looking at her through the periscope, aren't
Listen,
we?
Listen, honestly, I feel like at this point, like my position of leadership this week has really sort of gone to title only. But I do think if I could lead us for a moment.
It's your call to make, Renee. Whatever you want to do, we will follow.
We'll follow you into the very depths of hell, Renee. For that is what it means to be the crew of a submarine.
I think we should go to her and play it cool. Act like we've been at the party before, like we're the top at school. Don't get flustered, try not to blush. Don't ask for a selfie, don't reach out to touch. But I think we should go to her.
Go to her and play it cool.
We should go to her.
Go to Dame Judi Dench and play it so cool.
I think we should go to her.
Go to her,
and
don't mention cats as a rule.
Go to her and play it cool.
Don't talk about how she was in Cats, how you liked her in Cats, how she was such a big part of Cats. Don't talk about her in Cats, playing old Deuteronomy in the movie Cats. Don't talk about James and an engine Cats. Just talk about like she's a friend at that, like you've been at the party before. Play it cool for sure.
I think we should go to her.
Should go to her.
Is this oh my, an old submarine piloted by four folks of indeterminate ages?
I'm Kyle, and I am 31.
Oh, lovely to meet you, Kyle. I'm Judy, age redacted.
Here are my hands. I'm 5'4".
Kyle, are you slating like this were a commercial audition?
Is that what you are asking me to do?
No,
I'm I am Duncan. I am 29 years old. Here are my hands. I'm 6'1".
And I'm Justine. I'm 34. Here's glasses on and off. And I'm Renee.
But the most important thing of us you need to know. Well, two things that are true that we'd like to share. Number one, we're all playing it so cool. Number two, we're all willing to cut our hair. Jam Judy Dench, Jam Judy Dench, Jam Judy Dench, Jam Judy Dench, Jam Judy Dench. Hello.
Hello. I'm Dame Judy Dench.
What are you doing out here on the open sea?
I struggled for long, but now I think honesty pleases me. I'm friends with, well, this might sound a bit unend. I'm friends with the Kraken.
Would you say that he's your best friend?
Now, or are you like his best friend? I think he thinks I'm his bestie, but for me it's not the same. But a friend by a friend will smell as sweet by any other name.
Sure.
Titles can hurt us sometimes. Like, did I actually feel different or the same when I became a dame?
Oh, sure, titles are something given to you from the world. But does it change who you are as a woman or a man or a boy or a girl or a non-binary person? You are who you are and the title changes it not. Do you know where that Kraken went? We'd like to meet them a lot.
Ted will be here for just a short period of time before he travels north to unwind with Rebecca Narwhal. You can see him if he's still facing near the pier. Just look out to the west. Just look out from the pier. Goodbye. My name is Dame Judy Dench, and I eat Kraft macaroni and cheese every day. And I'm not ashamed to say it.
Stars are just like us.
We are just like you.
I also go for the blue box.
I go for the blue box, and I won't hide it anymore. Goodbye. I've been Judy Dench of Notes on a Scandal.
This is one of those stories that if we tell...
Row.
Oh, there she goes.
Row
your boat. There goes Judy Dench. No one will believe us when we tell them how this went.
No one will believe us when we tell them how this went.
Oh, guys, he's phasing away. He's getting further and further from us.
We need to dive. We need to dive now. Everyone, to your battle stations. I'm going to remain on the radar, obviously. Renee, I need you to captain this ship. Of course, it's my week to do so.
I'll steer the wheel instead of being behind the person that steers the wheel and use my big, strong muscles to hammer together any parts of the old, non-functioning submarine that are non-functioning.
And Kyle, I need you to be that job that says what I say to the captain since we're not in the same room.
Yes, the communicator.
That's right.
I am the string that connects two cups, the signal between two phones, the whisper between two trees, the leaf that float kind of fell away from me at the end there. You get it.
All right, it's two.
Swimming to meet Rebecca, my friend Rebecca, the narwhal, and her friend El Salvador, the Morrison, who I've never met, but I do know Rebecca. Someone is chasing me. I gotta go fast.
I can see that the point is increasing its speed. 2 degrees to the northward. West side, port side of the sub.
Port side, 2 degrees.
Aye, aye, Captain. 2 degrees port side.
He's getting us at an increased speed of 2% every 4 knots.
Increasing.
He's getting us increased. You know, I feel like my job, you are in different places, but the sub is small. I feel like you could just say it.
I like to hear you say it, though, Kyle.
All right, he's gaining on us. We need to increase speed by 2 knots.
2 knots increasing. Diving as well to compensate for the increased velocity.
Okay, we're there.
We're there.
Yeah, no, I can see him. We have visual confirmation on the cracker.
There's a big submarine. What if they ask me questions about Judy Dench's personal life? I will have to tell them because I can't resist an in-depth interview like that time the people from Vulture wanted to interview me about Dame Judy Dench.
Shoot, guys, I didn't think this part through. We can't really... Do you think I could get him to go to the surface? If I just like point, do they get like understand?
Oh,
basic?
No, they're pointing their periscope. It's going up. Yeah, I'm supposed to go up. I have to go up.
Okay, now we have to go to the top, but do it nice and slow, guys. I don't want the bends. I don't know.
Going to the
thing.
Top fast.
No, Duncan.
Like a strong and.
No, Kyle, communicate clearly. Don't go to the surface
Duncan,
fast.
Don't go to the surface fast.
Going to the top gradually. Perfect. So we don't bust our heads like grapes in space.
Ooh, grapes in space. That sounds like a great half of a musical.
I would like to tell you that Grapes in Space is actually a sort of fun movie that I'm working on.
Oh, I hope that one day you feel safe enough with us.
Do you want to hear like a safe... I mean, before I would read you the whole thing, I would sort of give you the elevator pitch for Grapes in Space.
Yeah, we have time because we're going to the surface gradually.
I'm already here. Why is the sub taking so long?
All right. Grapes in Space. Cut to space. The planet, grapes. Upon the grape is a big, like, picture a big bunch of grapes, but that's the planet, right? In this universe, not everything is, like, spherical.
Fun world building.
So, like, it's space, but it looks like fruit. It's space everywhere. Kiwis in space and bananas in space. And what is that? A pear. And on the space, there's a planet. Not a planet of the apes, but a planet called Grapes, inhabited by more grapes, but they're in space. Grapes in space. Little tiny grapes all over the place, and did I mention they're in space? Cut to our hero, he's a grape, he's a tiny young grape boy. He goes out on a grape adventure to find himself grape joy. But there's a grape after him, Mr. Grape, a scary grape villain.
We're here! Wipes.
Oh, all right.
Well, that's just, you said elevator pitch, and I would get it a little tighter if that's like, you don't have that much time in an elevator.
Is that okay? See,
that's like
I always,
the idea of an elevator
what I
pitch.
Do when I get into an elevator is I hit every number between the floor I'm at and the floor I'm going to. So it's very long. Is that not how most people use an elevator?
I don't
now,
think
you're missing a very critical sort of social cue of how to use elevators, Duncan.
Good to know.
And also, I feel like I've seen like a similar story, but it was different enough. It was like a battle between vegetables and fruits, and it was more like a strawberry-based vehicle. Anyway,
not ringing a bell. What, could you go into detail a little bit more about that?
Yeah, sure.
Should we keep this cracking away? He's right there.
Okay, yeah, we don't
have
time.
I do want to hear it. Hold there's on. Like I do want to hear about this.
Well, there's a carrot.
No, I want to hear it too, actually.
Oh! The Kraken! And it can speak!
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I can speak. And I'm Judy Dench is my best friend, but I'm not her best friend, and that's okay.
I honestly really want to take like a page out of your book to like have that be okay to hold in yourself as a truth. I think that's like so evolved. That's really cool.
I sometimes think I should give my time to someone who I know can return it in equal measure, because I feel like it does put a lot of pressure on her for me to be her best friend, but her not to be my best friend.
Well, and honestly, you guys only can see each other really like once a year. And so like that's, is there anybody in your life who you see more often or for longer stretches?
Rebecca Narwhal.
Oh, my dude.
El Salvador the Mora Eel. Yeah. Those guys are my best friends.
Oh, are you one of those people that just has many best friends?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sweet. Cool. Yeah. I mean, honestly, however it works for you. Well,
I remember Jerome.
Who's that?
Jerome's a piece of a coral reef.
Oh, whoa, cool. It must be wild because you seem like you're on sort of like a migratory path. And so you must spend like certain chunks of time with your friends, but you're never really with a friend for like the whole year.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time with whales. I sort of copied their migratory path. Oh, what kind? A baleen whale and a sperm whale. And
it's so funny because everyone thinks that like you and a sperm whale like don't get along like that. I just, so you know, I don't know if that's like, if you know that.
Oh, because of the big picture where my arms are all wrapped
around.
Yeah, that's a hug, my friend. That's a big old hug.
I
just want to hug the whale. I mean, how do you illustrate the difference between a hug, between a like, I don't know how to make it not look like that, you know?
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh,
Justine, are you okay?
I'm gonna take this with me. Wait, are you guys not all having this same moment?
That's huge.
Take this with me. That was a hug the whole time. Oh my gosh, that was a hug the whole time.
I hug whales, but not ships. The ships, I mean, for a long time I thought the ships were presents with toys inside, so I tried to rip them open to see the presents that they hide. But they didn't have presents, so I gave them a shrug, and I stopped ripping up ships, and I gave the whales a hug.
It was a hug.
And I actually don't know. I guess I kind of assume because your name is Ted. That's right, I'm a man. Yeah, well, we just wanted to sort of see. We just wanted to talk and maybe learn, but we've already learned a thing so grand. I could share some more truths with you if you promise to keep them a secret.
Whoa, secret truths? That's kind of like smacking. That's what I call gossip.
It's definitely like smacking. You're smacking with the Kraken. Are you ready for secret truths? Here we go. Pierce Brosnan likes Funyuns. He just eats so many Funyuns. Meryl Streep eats Teddy Grahams all day. Would you believe that Jennifer Garner has a bunch of JoJo's on the way? Constantly she doesn't like Oreos, just the Trader Joe's variety of Oreos.
JoJo's is what she likes.
Well, yeah, these are kind of like deep truths coming from you, but it's also like we're just snacking with the Kraken.
Oh, no.
We're just snacking with the Kraken.
With the Kraken.
Help, and here's a little.
It was a hug the whole time, and now, at the end of the dell, it's time for me to swim away. It's now, bubble, bubble, bubbles, here I go.
Wait, Ted!
What?
Just so you remember, just so you can take this with you, we'll keep this thing that we can break into, the tiny cap to this periscope. We'll replace it later before next year with hope. And you can take a part, and we can take a part.
And it's shaped like a heart.
It's shaped like a heart. See you next year, Ted.
Does this mean that we are friends?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, I don't mean to say like best friends.
We can get there, or yes or no, or if everyone's your best friend, then sure. But I'm gonna add forever. Yeah, I'm gonna add forever. Don't matter if we're best, as long as we're together. I'm gonna add forever.
But we're gonna be friends forever. I come back every year with new secrets to tell about hot Hollywood celebrities and the snacks they secretly enjoy. I can't wait to meet you again. I'll see you then. Ahoy, goodbye, ahoy.
Was a hug this whole time. The end. That was the hunt for Ted October. Boy, oh boy, ahoy, ahoy.
Ahoy, ahoy. We all learned a lot about celebrities and their snacking habits. Thank you for joining us this week and every week.
Give it up for Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings. Plinka Wood, play so good.
Give it up for Brett Morris, that feeling when the chord hits. The engineer, keeping it in the clear, who we hold so dear. He's our peer, Pier 1 Imports. This episode brought to you by Pier 1 Imports and Otter Pops. And, of course, Woodbert the Wooden Frog. What sound does the wooden frog make? Again, I'm sorry that we didn't have time this week, but hopefully we will find it soon.
We'll get there one of these days, and as we say at the end of every episode of Off Book, if you're talking to a kraken,
what you're really doing is smacking.
Bye!
you.